Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们亲爱的父神。
As we gathered in your presence,
当我们在你的面前聚集的时候。
May your Spirit lead and guide us.
愿你的灵带领我们，也教导我们。
Open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things from your truth.
开我们的眼光，好让我们能够看到你话语里那个奇妙的真理。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，祈求奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. The first episode of the story of Jonah ended when he was thrown into the sea by the reluctant seafarers.
我们看到约拿故事的第一部分。它的结尾是看到约拿被那些水手丢在海里。
It ended in a good note for the seafarers in that the word of God says that they fear the God of Jonah and offer sacrifices.
我们看到对水手来说是一个好的结局，因为我们看到第一章最尾那里讲到他们就敬畏耶和华神，而且献祭于他。
But he ended in a very sour note for the prophet in that he was swallowed up by the big fish and put in a very uncomfortable belly of the fish.
但是对约拿来讲却是一个悲剧，因为我们看到他被吞到大鱼的肚里面，在一个非常不舒服的环境里面。
Now we simply do not know what this big fish was.
如果我们根据事实来说嘛，我们根本就不知道这个是什么那一种鱼。
The Bible did not say specifically that it was a whale.
圣经里面没有清楚地告诉我们说那是一条鲸鱼。
So we will not waste time speculating.
所以呢，我们不要去猜测到底是什么鱼。
Instead, we will concentrate on the lesson we can learn from the repentant prophet and leave the mystery of the big fish to the hand of the Lord.
其实我们应该先放下那个大鱼身份的奥秘，让他掌管在神的手里，然后专注在约拿先知身上我们所能够学习到的功课。
Of course, some scientists say this is not possible because there's no such thing as a big fish swallow a man and he can survive in the belly.
可能有很多科学家会觉得这个是不可能的事，因为我们从来没有看过有一条大鱼能够把人吞到肚子里面，而那个人能够生存下来。
But scientists do not know how big our God is.
但是呢，也许这些科学家也不知道到底我们的神有多伟大。
More importantly, Jesus used this experience as an object lesson for the gospel.
但是更重要的就是耶稣本人也用约拿这个经验作为他要讲述福音的一个实例。
For Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40.
因为耶稣在马太福音十二章四十节这么说。
For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
Jesus, in illustrating his 3 days and 3 nights in the tomb, used the episode of Jonah, in the belly of a fish as a gospel illustration.
耶稣在阐明自己要三天三夜埋在坟墓里的时候，他用了约拿的这个经验，在大鱼里面的经验来作为他福音的例证。
In fact, Jesus stated the story of Jonah as a historical fact.
因此，我们看到耶稣在讲述这个事件的时候，他以这个为历史事实。
We may not understand a lot of things.
也许很多事情我们都不能够完全明白。
But if we disbelieve in the experience of Jonah, then we are disbelieving the teaching of Jesus on Jonah.
但是如果我们拒绝相信约拿这个在鱼肚里面的经验的时候，我们就是等于不愿意相信耶稣以此来讲述自己的死以及他在坟墓里的日子。
In this chapter, chapter 2,The prophet Jonah actually prayed a beautiful prayer while reflecting on his predicament.
其实呢，在约拿书第二章这里呢，约拿在大鱼肚里面，当他回想自己的这个困境的时候，他做了一个非常美丽的祷告。
In fact, some commentators said that it was actually a psalm sung by the prophet while in the belly of the big fish.
有一些啊，圣经的啊解经家，他们觉得这个应该是先知约拿在鱼肚里面做的一个诗篇。
It was a prayer of repentance, of faith, and of comfort and deliverance from someone who feels like he's overwhelmed by the circumstances of life.
我们看到这是一个人在他遇到周围的环境啊，生命一切的处境，让他觉得被淹没、被压倒里面的一个以信心来做的祷告，也是要在这个祷告里面得安慰、得拯救。
Jonah had three bitter experiences as a result of running away from God.
我们看到因着约拿从神面前逃跑，他现在经历三种的苦况。
Firstly, he experienced a sense of alienation or separation from God.
第一，他经历到与神之间的隔膜，或者说他与神之间有了距离。
In chapter 2, verse 4, the first part he says, "Then I say." I'm cast out of thy sight.
因为我们看到第二章第四节的上半段那里说到，我说我从你眼前虽被驱逐。
Isn't that our experience sometimes when we are far away from God? We feel that we are being cast out of God's sight.
那不也是我们的经历吗？有时候当我们觉得我们距离神很远的时候，我们感觉到自己好像从神面前被驱逐。
Note that the prophet did not say that God cast him out or God banished him.
虽然那个先知不是在说神啊驱逐他。
It was his own feeling. He says, "Then I say he felt that he has been alienated from God."
他乃是说到自己内心的一个感受，因为这一节开始的时候，他说我说。
And so this is the first experience if you run away from God.
所以当我们从神面前逃跑的时候，这将会是我们的第一个经验。
That if we stray too far away from God, there will come a time when God and the Bible seems like complete strangers to us.
如果我们从神面前走离了太远以后，我们就会来到一个关口，我们会觉得神或者说圣经对我们来讲如同陌路。
This is the feeling of alienation or separation.
这个就是隔膜的一个感受。
Sadly speaking, this is true of some who have gone so far away and sense no more desire to come back to God.
很可惜的，可能有很多的人也会这样子经验到，当他们离开神很远的时候，他们再没有愿望要回到神面前。
Do you know why we feel this way?
你知道我们为什么会有这样的感受吗？
Because God's love, His Holy Spirit prompts us and makes us feel that we are far away from God.
因为神的爱，神的圣灵来感动我们，让我们知道我们离开神已经远了。
And God, through the Holy Spirit, tries to draw us back to Him.
透过圣灵，神要接着神要把我们招聚回到他面前。
I remember there was a dear brother in Christ whom I know very well.
我还记得我有一位在主里的弟兄，是我非常熟识的一个弟兄。
We were serving the Lord together in Singapore.
我们在新加坡的时候一同侍奉主。
He served very faithfully as a Sunday school teacher.
他在主日学里面呢是非常忠心的一位老师。
And I can't find a more committed teacher than him.
我可以说我没有找到一位像他这样子委身的老师。
He loved doing business.
但是另外一方面呢，他也非常喜欢搞生意。
And he had many business opportunities.
他也有很多做生意的机会。
Then his retail business started booming.
忽然之间，他的零售业忽然开始飙升。
He felt that he needed to work on Sundays as well.
他就开始感觉到自己需要礼拜天也来做工作。
And his absence from church service grew more and more.
我们发现他开始从主日崇拜里缺席越来越多。
And before long, he was no more in church.
不久以后，在教会里再也看不到他的影踪。
God and him had become strangers.
神跟他已经成为了陌路人。
And how sad it is for such a wonderful person committed to the work of the Lord.
何等可惜的，看到一个这么爱神、这么委身于神的一个人。
And so before it is too late, when the gap between God and us grow too wide, let us return back to the Lord.
所以应该趁着还有机会，在神跟我们之间的距离没有太远之前，我们就要回到神面前。
Because this was what Jonah had done.
因为这就是约拿的经验。
Let me read to you chapter 2 verse 4 again.
让我们再来看二章四节。
Then I said, I'm cast off thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple.
我说我从你眼前虽被驱逐，我仍要仰望你的圣殿。
This is the first lesson of repentance.
这就是我们在悔改里面所学到的第一个功课。
Be quick to realize where we are at because of our separation from God and look up in faith to God.
我们应该快快地因着自己远离了神啊，发觉到自己的处境，然后赶快地在信心里面仰望神。
So Jonah says, I'm cast off your sight, yet I will look to your holy temple.
所以约拿说，我虽然从你眼前被驱逐，但是我仍然要来仰望你的圣殿。
Many unfortunately felt alienated from God and remain far away from God.
但是非常可惜的就是有更多的人，他们虽然感觉到远离神，却仍然留在那个远离的地步。
And as a result, they are filled with remorse.
最后，他们内心充满了自责。
They feel sorry for themselves.
甚至是自怜。
But that will not help.
但是完全不管用。
Repentance is not feeling sorry for yourself.
因为悔改不是自怜。
Repentance admits that we are far away from God and determines to look back to God.
悔改是需要我们承认我们远离了神，然之后下定决心要回转，要仰望神。
Do we feel that God and us are complete strangers this afternoon?
我们今天下午是否觉得神已经跟我们距离很远呢？
Do we feel that the Bible is like a very foreign book this afternoon?
或者我们觉得这本圣经已经不再是我们熟识的一本书呢？
Because repentance means knowing that we are far away from God and our hearts have become cold and making an effort to turn back towards Him.
因为悔改就是说我们需要知道我们已经远离神，我们的心已经变得冰冷，而且我们要下苦功来回转仰望神。
Just like the prodigal son who said, I will return back to my father.
就如那个浪子发现到自己的处境的时候，他就说我要回到我父亲那里去。
Secondly, Jonah experienced a sense of fear.
第二，约拿经验到一种恐惧感。
Let me read to you chapter 2, verse 5 and 6.
我们看第二章第五到六节。
He says, the waters compass me about even to the soul.The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bounds was about me forever.
他说到诸水环绕我，几乎淹没我，深渊围住我，海草缠绕我的头。我下到山根，地的门将我永远关住。
Jonah experienced a fear.Of being surrounded by raging waters.
在这个时候，约拿所经验到的是一种恐惧，恐怕那个怒海会把他淹没。
He experienced the fear of being dragged down by the waters.
他感觉到他害怕被拖到海底。
It was that sinking feeling, like a drowning person being dragged into the depths of the water.
像任何一个溺水的人一样，害怕被卷到海底。
I'm sure if there's any one of us who have a near drowning experience, this would be the kind of fear.
如果我们当中有任何一个人经验过被淹没的时候，可能这就是我们所经验到的恐惧。
It was a fear of death.
这是对死亡的恐惧。
But the word of God tells us that the psalmist had a different kind of fear.
但是这里圣经告诉我们说，那个诗人有另外一种恐惧。
In fact, the word fear is repeated many times in the book of Psalms.
在诗篇里面，恐惧这个字出现了很多次。
I read to you Psalm 23 and verse 4.
在诗篇二十三篇第四节那里。
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Why does he fear no evil?
为什么他不害怕遭害呢？
Because he fears the Lord.
因为他敬畏神。
Because we read in Psalm 103 and verse 11.
因为我们在诗篇103篇11节看到。
For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him.
天离地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
So when we turn away from the fear of the Lord, We fear the uncertainties of life.
所以，当我们从敬畏神的那种健康的敬畏里面转过头来的时候，我们就开始会害怕我们的周围的环境。
And this was experience of Jonah, the fear of death, the fear of uncertainty.
所以这就是约拿在这个时候的经验，他害怕那个未可知的恐惧，还有他害怕死亡。
Once again, we see Jonah coming out of his predicament.
再一次，我们看到约拿从他的困境里面走出来。
He did not remain in fear.
他没有逗留在他的恐惧里面。
Let me read you the second part of chapter 2, verse 6. Yet hast thou brought me up my life from corruption, O Lord my God.
我们看到第二章第六节的下半段说，耶和华我的神啊，你却将我的性命从坑中救出来。
This is the second lesson that we learned about repentance from Jonah.
这是我们从约拿身上所学到关于悔改的第二堂功课。
It is acknowledging our fear and by faith look to deliverance from the Lord.
是让我们来承认我们的恐惧，然后靠着信心，我们仰望神的拯救。
Fear gives way to faith, the faith of deliverance from fear.
那个恐惧应该为信心让路，我们信心就是仰望神的拯救。
In the case of Jonah, it is deliverance from the fear of death.
在约拿这个处境里面，他所等候的拯救乃是从死亡的恐惧。
John Wesley once thought that he was a genuinely born again Christian.
约翰·韦斯里曾经以为自己已经是一个重生得救的基督徒。
After all, he had been serving God. He visited the sick.
因为他一直都在侍奉神，他也去探访那些有病的人。
He cared for those in prison. He ministered to the needs of the poor.
他去探望那些在监中的人，也去服侍那些贫穷的人的需要。
Later on, he made a trip to America.
不久以后，他就开始了一个旅程，要去美国。
And his ship was engulfed in a storm and was in danger of sinking.
然之后，他的船遇到大风暴的时候，就有沉没的危险。
John Wesley was filled with fear and trembling.
他发现自己在那一刻是充满了恐惧，浑身战惊。
He realized that after all his service to God, he actually feared death.
他发现。虽然他是不断的服侍神，但是他是非常恐惧死亡。
But something he saw shocked him.
但是那时候他看到一个的画面，让他感觉到非常的震惊。
He saw a group of Moravian Christians on the boat praying.
他发现有一群莫拉维亚的基督徒们在船上在祷告。
Not only were they praying, they were singing hymns of faith and comfort and thanksgiving.
他们不单是在祷告，他们更是唱出那种安慰、赞美神的诗歌。
And John Wesley realized that there was no fear of death in this group of Christians.
约翰·韦斯里在这个时候发现，原来在另外这一群的基督徒身上没有任何对死亡的恐惧。
And that caused him to reflect on his spiritual journey.
让他看到自己的属灵生命。
Later on, while attending a church service, he sought the Lord.
在这之后，有一次在参加主日崇拜的时候，他寻求神。
And faith in God came upon him, and he described this experience as his heart feeling strangely warm.
是对神的信心再一次临到他身上，他自己笔下所描绘的这个经验，就是他的心觉得非常美妙的或者奇妙的温暖起来。
So like Jonah, we can only be set free from the fear of circumstances of life when we seek to return to the Lord.
所以就如约拿一样，我们唯有寻求回转到神面前的时候，才能够从我们对环境的惧怕里面被释放。
Thirdly, Jonah experienced a sense of depression.
第三，约拿也经历了一种的忧郁。
In chapter 2, verse 7, the first part, he says, When my soul faints within me.
在第二章第七节的上半段那里，约拿讲到我心在我里面昏昏的时候。
The fainting of the soul is the feeling of life draining away. The sense of feeling that there is no more zest for living.
心里昏昏就是代表我们里面的生命力已经不复存在， 或者说在没有对生生活下去的热情。
It's a feeling of losing one's strength.
好像在没有力气。
And that sounds very much like depression.
就好像我们今天所说到的忧郁症。
No wonder some sufferers of depression always feel tired and lifeless.
难怪患有忧郁症的人都会感觉到非常的疲倦，
They feel
到非常的没有活力。
They feel dark and gloomy in their head.
在他们的头脑里头，他们常常会感到暗淡无光。
The lives have been draining from them, just like Jonah. My soul faints within me.
就如约拿在这里所描绘的，好像他们内里的生命已经流失了。
Some unfortunately decide to end it all through suicide rather than suffering that slow death feeling.
很可惜，有人因着这样的忧郁症、这样的境况，宁愿去选择自杀，而是不愿意再慢慢承受这样的死亡的痛苦。
But once again in repentance, Jonah turned around when he felt this way.
但是约拿当他感觉到这样子的时候，他再一次选择回转。
Let me complete reading that verse, verse 7.
在第七节下半段。
When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple.
我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华，我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
This is the third lesson that we learn about repentance.
这是我们所学习到关于悔改的第三个功课。
It is remembering the Lord what God has done in blessing us.
就是在我们要纪念神，也纪念到他在祝福我们上面的工作。
It is the remembrance of His goodness and mercy that causes us to pray to Him.
就是在这样的思念里面，让我们来回到祷告神。
Here are three consequences of running away from God.
这里我们看到有从神面前逃跑的三个的结局。
A sense of alienation, fear, and depression.
那个隔绝的感受，然之后恐惧，还有忧郁。
Are these experiences of Jonah our feelings right now?
这些约拿的经验是否也是我们今天的经验呢？
Could it be that we have turn away from the presence of the Lord?
我们是否因着我们已经从神面前已经远离了？
Like Jonah, let us recognize these signs and turn back to God.
就如约拿的经验一样，让我们能够发现这些症状，然后回转到神面前。
The high point of Jonah's repentance was worship and thanksgiving.
我们看到约拿的悔改的高潮在于他的敬拜还有感谢。
And a recommitment to God.
他更是再一次委身于神。
He says in chapter 2 verse 9.
在第二章九节。
But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord.
但我必用感谢的声音献祭于你。我所许的愿，我必偿还，救恩出于耶和华。
No repentance can ever be concluded without a restoration of worship and thanksgiving.
除非有修复敬拜，有修复那个感恩，没有任何的悔改是可以完全的。
Jonah began with running away from God.
约拿一开始的时候是从神面前逃跑。
The Lord caused a storm and a big fish to make him stop, reflect, and pray.
因此耶和华兴起一场大风暴以及一条大鱼来使他停下脚步来回想来祷告。
He ended up being a repentant prophet.
最后他回转成为一个悔改的先知。
So we have learned three lessons on repentance.
因此我们今天可以从他身上学习到三个悔改的功课。
Now what do we learn from Jonah's spiritual journey as a whole?
那我们总的来说，从他这个属灵的道路上面，我们学到什么功课呢？
Firstly, God sometimes takes us away from our comfort zone and leads us to the zone of discomfort.
有时候神必须把我们从我们舒适的地带带领出来，领我们进入一种不舒服的境况。
Jonah's zone of discomfort was what he says, the belly of hell.
对约拿来说，他不舒服的环境就是他所提到的阴间的深处。
And it's not nice because we read in verse 2 of chapter 2. And I say, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. He heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I.
实在是非常不自在的一个处境，因为我们看到第二节那里，他说：“我遭遇患难，求告耶和华，你就应允我；从阴间的深处呼求，你就俯听我的声音。”
Now I try to picture how Jonah had felt. It must be very uncomfortable.
其实我有啊，设身处地的在想他是什么感受，我觉得应该是非常的不舒服。
To be in the belly of the fish with all the digestive juices eating into his skin.
能够处在一个大鱼的肚里面，然后之后呢，那个鱼的胃里面所有的胃液慢慢的在侵蚀你的皮肤。
But the one thing to learn is this: that Jonah in his prayer, he never prayed, "Lord, get me out of this hell."
但是我们却发现，在约拿这么长的祷告里面，他没有一次求神来从这个不舒服里面拯救他。
Look through all the verses of chapter 2. He never prayed, "Lord, get me out of this belly of hell."
我们看到从第二章的十节里面，我们没有一次看到约拿说，主啊，求你从这阴间的深处来救我。
Rather, he was praying they would get back to God by faith.
他所祷告的乃是靠着信心，他会回转到神的面前。
And that's the problem with some of us sometimes.
有时候这个对我们很多人来讲也是我们的问题。
When God by His grace put us in a discomforting situation to help us to reflect on where we are.
当神因着他对我们的怜爱的时候，把我们放在一个不舒适的环境，让我们回想到自己的境况的时候，
We try to get God to ask us to get us out of this situation rather than repenting first and returning to Him.
我们常常是祈求神让我们从这样的苦况里面能够走出来，而不是先回转到神面前祈求他来帮助我们。
The zone of discomfort is part of God's gracious way to lead us back to Him, not to punish us or to drive us away from His sight.
这个不舒适的环境不是乃是神对我们的恩典，不是他用来惩罚我们或者把我们从他面前赶出来的。
The painful process is God's way to help us reflect on our life and the mistakes that we have made.
痛苦的经验乃是让我们有机会来回想自己的生命，也思想到自己所犯的错误。
It leads us to make a decision to return back to God.
以至于我们能够再一次下定决心回转到神的面前。
Just like the prodigal son who determined to turn back to the father after going through the painful experience of poverty and hunger.
就像那个浪子一样，在经验到困苦以及饥饿以后，他就下定决心要回转到父亲的家里。
Secondly, we cannot help but notice that Jonah was honest in his relationship with God.
第二，就是我们不难发现约拿在他跟神之间的关系上是何等的诚实。
He readily admitted his alienation from God, his fear and his depression.
他非常愿意地承认自己与神的隔离，他的恐惧，还有他的忧郁。
And how honest are we in our prayer to God?
我们今天对神的祷告又有多诚实呢？
Sometimes in our common experience that we do not wish to share our true feelings with the Lord.
可能在我们共同的经验里面，我们有很多时候我们都不愿意把我们内心真正的感受跟神分享。
Jonah was honest to himself.
我们看到这里，约拿却是非常的诚实。
Many Christians today blame God for the trials of life that happened to them.
但是今天很多基督徒反而会因着生命里面他们所遇见的试炼来责怪神。
They say that God is not fair.
他们会说神不公平。
But not willing to admit that they may be at fault in turning away from Him.
却不愿意承认自己犯下错误，远离了神。
Jonah admitted that it was his fault that caused him all the misery.
约拿在这里完全愿意承认是他的过失，以至于他今天陷在这样的困境里面。
And throughout this prayer of repentance,
在这个悔改的祷告里面，
Jonah did not lay the blame on others.
约拿也没有怪别人。
Neither did he lay the blame on God.
没有怪神。
Perhaps this is what made Jonah such a prophet of repentance.
也许这就是为什么他会成为一个悔改的先知。
He was honest to himself and honest to God.
因为他愿意对自己、对神诚实。
Thirdly, we learn that Jonah in his repentance did not allow alienation, fear, or depression take his focus from the Lord, or take his determination to pray.
我们看到约拿没有容许那个隔离的感觉或者恐惧。或者忧郁来使他的眼光 转离神或者转离他要祷告的决心。
Satan's greatest trick is to prevent the Christian from praying.
撒旦最大的武器就是让基督徒不能够祷告。
If he can do that, he has already won the battle for our souls.
如果他能够阻止我们祷告的话，我们发现他根本就已经胜过我们灵魂了。
Jonah teaches us an important lesson in our spiritual journey.
约拿在这里教导了我们一个属灵生命里面重要的一课。
And that is be quick to pray and respond in prayer in desperate situations of life.
在人生当中，当我们遇到绝望的境况的时候，让我们速速的来以祷告来回应。
The longer we delay in repenting, the deeper we get ourselves in our desperate situation.
我们越延迟祷告，我们越陷在困境里面更深。
Prayer of repentance is prayer that is quick to respond to God's prompting that we are on the wrong path.
一个悔改的祷告乃是一个速速来回应神感动我们、催促我们从错误的道路上回转。
In conclusion, Jonah has a final word to all of us.
要做结束的时候，我们发现约拿最后要跟我们说的话。
In chapter 2, verse 8, we read here, Jonah says, "They that observe lying vanities or vain idols forsake their own mercy."
乃是第二章第八节，那信奉虚无之神的人离弃怜爱他们的主。
I find this particular verse stand out in the whole prayer of repentance.
我发现这一节在整一篇的那个悔改的祷告里面特别的凸显出来。
Lying vanities or vain idols, so the word of God says, are those objects that takes the place of God.
那些虚无之神就是那些取代神的地位的东西。
That those who cling to this worthless object, whatever that might be, turns away from God and from His mercy.
而信奉或者抓紧这些虚无之神的人，就等于是从神面前转离，也从他的怜爱当中转离。
And note again that Jonah did not say that God would turn away His mercy from him.
我们要注意的乃是神没有使他的怜爱转离这些人。
It is the believer who turns away from God's mercy.
乃是那些信奉神的人从他的怜爱当中转离了。
God's love and mercy never changes.
神的爱、神的怜悯从来都不改变。
It is we who sometimes turn away from His love by our waywardness.
只是当我们远离神的时候，我们就使他的爱、他的怜悯远离了。
And as we learn the book of Jonah chapter 2, God's hand is always outstretched to us in love, to woo us back to Him.
在约拿书第二章那里，让我们学习到神的膀臂永远是伸展出来，在等候我们，寻找我们回转。
So when we feel that we are in the zone of discomfort, it might be the Lord prompting us to stop, reflect, and pray.
所以也许今天当我们发现自己处在一个非常不舒适的境况的时候，也许是神提醒我们要停下来，要回想，要祷告。
This episode has a good ending also.
这一段也有一个很快乐的结局，很好的结局。
The big fish spat out Jonah.
因为我们看到神吩咐鱼就把约拿吐出来。
And what a relief it must have been.
对约拿来讲是何等轻松的一件事。
From being a runaway prophet, the Lord led Jonah to be a repentant prophet.
从一个逃跑的先知神带领约拿成为一个悔改的先知。
And from being a repentant prophet, Jonah would become a revival prophet.
而从一个悔改的先知，约拿将会成为一个带来复兴的先知。
And this will be our next sermon after Easter.
这就将会是我们下一堂要分享的科目。
Shall we bow down in prayer?
让我们一同低头来祷告。
Now, Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name.
父神，我们称颂你那圣洁的名。
We thank you, O Father, that the prophet of Jonah, the prophet Jonah has a tremendous lesson for us in repentance.
父神，我们感谢你，因为先知约拿他在悔改这个功课上有很重要的要教导我们。
And that Father, when we are caught in such a situation of discomfort,
父神啊，许多时候我们都发现自己处身在这么不舒适的环境里面。
And when we sense your Holy Spirit prompting us.
让我们感觉到你的圣灵来催促我们的时候
，Help us, O God, to be honest with ourselves.
帮助我们能够对自己诚实
，Help us to be honest with you.
也帮助我们能够对你诚实
，That you return back to you.
让我们能够回转到你面前
，Because your God is always so gracious to us.
因为你是满有恩慈怜悯的神。
So like the psalmist, Lord, we pray.
就如诗人所说的
，Search our heart, O God.
主啊，求你监察我们的心。
And see if there be any wicked way in us.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有。
And lead us in the way everlasting.
让我们能够走在永恒的道路上。
For we ask this in your gracious name.
我们这样子祷告祈求，是奉你充满恩典怜悯的名字而求。
Amen.
Amen.